This is RNIB News Agent. Welcome to the first recording of the November 2016 issue of Reader's Digest. Article selections have been made by the Reader's Digest editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, interviews with Sandy Toksvig and Alfred Molina. But first, our regular column from Ollie Mann. Despite long being a skeptic, Ollie Mann has changed his view on virtual reality. A little bit. The future of an illusion. Ollie Mann is a writer, radio presenter, and serial podcaster, with shows including Answer Me This, The Media Podcast, and The Modern Man.
Is virtual reality the future of television? That's probably not a question that keeps you awake at night, but as technology columnist for this auspicious publication, I get asked it a lot. Last month, I would have answered with an assured and arrogant no. To underline my point, I might have added a dismissive wave of my palm. I would tell you that this much-hyped technology will alter the world of gaming, for sure, and perhaps also change the way viewers experience, adult entertainment. But if you're asking me to imagine a world 10 years hence in which families slob around with individual plastic helmets on, each watching VR versions of Mob Wives, forget about it. But then, lured by free croissants, I attended the Edinburgh International Television Festival, the shindig for Britain's TV industry, and was taken aback by how much multinational moolah is being splurged on this new dawn. As the great and the good, and the not-so-good, who make Jeremy Kyle, entered the conference hall, they were met with three VR displays.